Hello and welcome to a TMCNet podcast. My name is Rich Tarani. I'm the president and the group editor-in-chief here of TMC. And today's date is the 10th of June. It's 2008, and we are in the early days of a nice heat wave here in Connecticut. And on the phone, I've got with us Nimrod Borowski. Nimrod, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So would you tell us, please, for the listeners, what your title and position is at AudioCoats, where you work?
Okay. So I'm the VP of Marketing in charge of the Enterprise Business Group, which is one of the two business groups we have in AudioCoats. We have the Enterprise Business Group and the Carrier Business Group. So I'm located at the headquarters.
That's great. And so there was a recent press announcement regarding the Median 1000 MSBG. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure. AudioCoats entered this MSBG arena, what's called the Multi-Service Business Gateway. Doing this, we're leveraging on our success in the market for Voice over IP Gateway, Pure Play Voice over IP. And we're further leveraging investment which we have made over the past 2 years in security, and this is thanks to an acquisition of a company named Netrake and data communication. So what we're doing is continuing our commitment to the voice over IP industry and to the convergence market in general. And we're happy to be coming out with this new, flexible, and powerful product, which is called the Median 1000 MSBG.
That's fantastic. Now, your release seemed like this is a very important bit of news for your company, and I'm curious, why do you think that this would be important for AudioCoats?
Well, clearly, we are excited about entering this new market segment. This further positions us as a strong and valuable vendor for our customer base. We're going to offer additional capabilities while preserving our existing quality USP, being a true best-of-breed player. We've been working with some of our key customers in defining this product for quite some time now, and what we're doing now is trying to take it to the general market. Now, this announcement is exciting for us because there is a significant opportunity at hand. The market here is approximated to grow to over $2.5 billion in 2011. So obviously, leveraging who we are in the marketplace right now, our brand name and recognition, and adding these capabilities really presents some exciting times for us here.
So your key target markets for the Median 1000 MSBG would be?
I would say two main segments. The first would be the carrier, because we see more and more carriers that are providing hosted services, and they're targeting their business customers. The key thing that a carrier is looking for when providing a hosted service is a very clear demarcation point. And MSBG will be able to provide exactly that for those carriers. The second segment would be the distributed enterprises. They are seeking an easy way to manage and a price-effective solution for their branch office solution. So those are the two key segments, the carriers for the hosted service and the distributed enterprises for the branch office solution. Now, AudioCoats has a very large carrier customer install base. We're going to leverage it through our wide distribution channel and SI community. With some strategic OEM accounts that we have, we're happy to see that this progresses really well and better serves our OEM customers and strengthens us as a single-stop shop for them because we're able to provide everything that their customers are seeking from a single vendor.
Great. So how will these markets begin to integrate the product and do you have customers right now testing it? I'm curious if you do, if you can tell us what kinds of customers and what their experience is like.
Sure. Talking about market adoption of this product, we have to understand and remember that the technology is out there, okay? Just that today it's distributed between different boxes that are coming from different vendors. Obviously, this presents a whole set of challenges for the service providers, for the enterprises, and just everybody out there in the market. What AudioCodes is doing right now is putting it all together. Again, what we're doing is making a very simple and clear single demarcation point. And further, we're going to improve the price point for this all-in-one device. As for customers that are already using this, we already have about 20 customers that are testing the MSBG. Some of them are carriers that are indeed serving the hosted enterprise market. And we have a few enterprises through our SIs and integrators, and we also have a select number of key OEM customers with whom we have been working to define the capabilities of this product. We do expect that the adoption will be smooth, and we will offer our install base some intuitive migration path, moving from the Mediant 1000 as a voice over IP gateway towards the Mediant 1000 MSBG.
Okay, so in terms of the additions, could you go through a whole bunch of the additions or all the pertinent additions between the Mediant 1000 and the MSBG?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that today, the Mediant 1000 is very well accepted in the marketplace. It's very successful, and we see revenue growth for this product. It's very powerful in its VoIP capabilities. And remember, it's based on a modular architecture that allows us to plug-and-play modules based on the mission that is at hand. We have modules for telephony, I/O. We have what we call the media processing module, which allows you to do transcoding and all kinds of media processing capabilities. We have standalone survivability for branch office service continuity, and we have what we call the Open Solutions Network Server, the OSN server, which is a general purpose server that allows applications to be hosted in this really attractive 1U chassis of the Mediant 1000. We strongly believe that applications drive customer adoption. We are very flexible, and we're open to fit applications such as IP/PBX, conferencing, call centers, branch office survivability, and more into the Mediant 1000. So we have a very smart and flexible product out there. And what we're doing now is starting to add capabilities to it. The first and probably the most important one is that we're adding an SBC to this Mediant 1000, and this is based on our Netrake acquisition, which brought in-house a lot of technology for securing voice over IP communications. We are going to further enhance routing and firewall capabilities and WAN access technology, including flavors of DSL and PON. So all of this will be kind of bundled together in this really attractive 1U chassis.
Fantastic. So in terms of the acquisition of Netrake that you did a few years back, and that was a Texas-based company that I visited a couple times, actually, I'm curious, how is the positioning different from the Netrake product versus the Mediant 1000 MSBG?
Right. Basically, from Netrake, we gained a lot of knowledge in this field of SBC and securing carrier and enterprise VoIP communications. All of this knowledge has been integrated and put into the Mediant 1000. We're going to continue selling Netrake product as a standalone and very scalable and powerful standalone SBC, and this is going to be done in parallel to the Mediant 1000 as an MSBG. Again, it's a bit of different segments, a segment that is seeking an all-in-one device, and a segment that is seeking a very high-end, scalable SBC. This whole move with Netrake is really part of a 5-year strategic program which we've been running to further expand our offering in the marketplace. So it started 2 years ago with the acquisition of Netrake. There's been a whole set of activities that have been going on behind the scenes with our R&D, which is mostly based here in Israel at the headquarters. And of course, in conjunction with some of our key customers and OEM partners that have been very helpful in defining this capability of the Mediant 1000 MSBG.
Great. Now, in terms of the competitive environment, how does the Mediant 1000 MSBG compare to others in the space, and for example, like Cisco being very dominant in the enterprise router market?
Well, the strength is in the fact that this is an all-in-one functionality that is preserving the strong medium 1000 capabilities and adding on to it. We are not targeting a head-on competition with Cisco. They are clearly well-respected in the market, and it is a very large and segmented market, and we feel that we have plenty of opportunity besides Cisco. We have been able to win bids today, again, up to today, against Cisco based on our pure VoIP edge of voice quality, density, and price effectiveness. Add to this the expertise from the network acquisition with our deep packet inspection capabilities, our open application approach, standalone survivability, PBX integration, and effective pricing. And this is how we believe we're going to grab our own part of the pie.
That's great. So the press release mentions an onboard general purpose server, and I'm curious if you can tell us what that would be used for.
Yes, this is a general purpose computer that can run Windows, Linux, and can host IPPBX, conferencing, media transcoding applications, fixed mobile convergence management applications, and just anything that could be applicable at the enterprise arena. Again, we do believe that applications will drive adoption, and we do believe that the fact that AudioCodes has always been and will continue to be very open and flexible and interoperating with any type of application and any type of vendor in the market, really enabling best of breed. And we all know that this really serves the customers at the end of the day. So all of this can be fit into this, what we call the OSN server, which I mentioned before. Put everything together in a single box that is price effective, that is easy to manage, that defines a clear demarcation point, and that is open to fit into any type of application. This is really our recipe for success.
Great. Now, can you briefly detail just, or I guess maybe even summarize the benefits for service providers and business customers, OEMs, and ISVs?
Okay. For service providers, let's just make it really brief. For service providers, they will enjoy the manageability of a single device, which sets a very clear and single demarcation point. And this is without losing any functionality. This is something that is demanded by their business customers. This is something that we have been hearing over and over again from our service provider customers. The service provider ability to monitor a POS and enforce SLA will greatly be appreciated by their customers. As for business customers, they will enjoy this smart, flexible device that is easy to configure and easy to manage. At the same time, it's very feature-rich and scalable. And this, at the same time, while benefiting from CapEx reduction thanks to the very price-effective solution in this 1U MSBG. Our OEM customers are continuing to enjoy our flexibility, feature-richness, and they have further an easy time working with a company that is very OEM-minded and OEM-aware, and now allows them to get it all from a single vendor, a single-stop shop in a sense.
Great. And so if customers are or listeners are looking to learn more about the Mediant 1000 MSBG, where would you point them?
We have set a landing page on AudioCodes' website, and this is www.audiocodes.com/MSBG. All the information is out there, and there's a contact us form that any questions or follow-up required can be answered through that.
Fantastic. So I really appreciate your time. You've been listening to Nimrod Borowski, who is the Vice President of Marketing for the Enterprise Business Group at AudioCodes. This is a TMCNet podcast. My name is Rich Tarani, and again, the date is the 10th of June, 2008. Thank you all so much for listening. And Nimrod, thank you so much for your time today on the conference call.
It was my pleasure, and thank you, Rich.